Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 4th of August. The pandemic has always been a fiscal policy problem rather than a central bank policy problem. The role of the central bank is to make sure that there is sufficient liquidity in the economy and to make sure that markets operate in an orderly manner to allow fiscal policy to be financed. Lockdowns led to a loss of income as a direct consequence of government action, and fiscal policy is really the only policy that can replace that lost income. All of this was emphasized by the US Federal Reserve's Senior Loan Officer's opinion survey overnight. Central banks cannot actually push money into the economy. It takes the banking system to transmit central bank policy into the real world. The Federal Reserve survey last night showed tighter credit standards for companies and consumers and increased spreads over the bank's funding costs. There's nothing especially surprising in any of this, but it does really keep the focus on the deliberations of Congress over fiscal policy. US President Trump has done a U-turn over opposition to a US purchaser of the Chinese video app TikTok. The president has suggested that any purchaser would be required to pay a substantial sum of money to the US Treasury. This somewhat surprising request can best be thought of as a special tax. Medieval English kings used to do much the same thing. From an economic point of view, the levying of a special tax on a specific company or a specific transaction does have wider implications. As a random event, this raises a risk premium for any company engaged in business in the United States. The tax itself has a limited economic impact, but if there is a sense that taxes can be levied on a whim, that is something that may affect business behaviour and thus the wider economy. In Japan, the Tokyo inflation rate for July increased a little, reflecting higher education costs for the most part. This is more a relative price shift than a general price increase. Overall, most major economies are likely to experience very low inflation in the near term on the lack of demand, before inflation moves higher, though not to a high rate, in 2021, as spare capacity is gradually reduced. Eurozone producer price inflation, which is a better indication of corporate pricing power than is consumer price inflation, will be due later today. The United States is to be giving factory orders and revised durable goods data. The manufacturing sector of the United States economy is, of course, something that has been of dwindling importance in recent years, and so this is hardly a leading part of the overall economic picture. That decline in importance may shift with localization during the Fourth Industrial Revolution in the future, but the change is going to take time. Factory orders should continue to grow as lockdowns eased, though the real boost to production, rather than orders, which is what matters for GDP, is essentially going to be a third quarter story. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.